This is a Building Resilience Podcast, episode 192, Your Nervous System Matters series with guests Marcy McGee and Jessica Reidelt. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I wanted to start a series on the podcast to really highlight the importance of your nervous system in day-to-day life, how because it is your most valuable resource, then you want to invest in it. Sometimes we learn about it, we learn the theory, but it's hard to understand what befriending your nervous system looks like or how it can benefit you in your life. And sometimes it helps hearing it from other people about what their journey has been and is. So I decided to do this series and to bring people on that I have worked with. Either they've taken my advanced training in nervous system resilience or they are in my Connections membership. And I want them to share their story with you. I want them to share some of their challenges, their struggles, and then for them to share their experiences and the benefits of learning about their nervous system and how it has helped them personally and professionally, how it's impacted their relationships with themselves, with their family members, their colleagues, their clients, and hopefully it will inspire you to continue learning more. Now, if you are interested in doing a very deep dive, especially if you're a coach or a helping professional in the helping space, then the next round of my advanced training in nervous system resilience starts in September, and the registration is actually now open. There is a link in the show notes. So today I am bringing on two amazing guests. I love these ladies so much, so I'm so excited to have them here. Let me give them a quick introduction. Marcy McGee is a super proud mother of three amazing adult children and daughter and son-in-law. She's married to her supportive and loving husband, Brett, for 32 years. With a professional background as a Pilates instructor, a high-performance coach, and business owner, she works as a mind-body coach. She specializes in helping teens and young adults heal from anxiety, self-limiting beliefs, empowering them to thrive and love themselves. And through her coaching, she supports clients in building amazing connections and embracing and loving their true, authentic selves. The next guest is Jessica Reidelt. She is a wife, a mom to five amazing humans, a registered nurse, and a life coach. She has taken my advanced certification in nervous system resilience as well as an advanced certification in faith-based coaching. She loves spending time with her family, traveling, cooking, exercising, reading, writing, and teaching. She currently coaches women, moms, and teenage girls on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. She has a podcast called Lifting the Lifter, and her Instagram and Facebook pages are the same. She's passionate about families and family life, and her focus in her coaching is on lifting the lifters in the day-to-day business of family life. I hope you enjoy this conversation. Welcome, everybody. I am so excited to have this conversation with Marcy and Jessica. And I just found out she goes by Jesser. So I'm going to be calling her Jesser. And we are going to be talking about the nervous system. And before we dive into that, I just want to have you guys introduce yourselves. Just tell a little bit about yourselves personally and professionally. I know I've already done a formal introduction, but I think it's always nice to hear from people right from their own mouth. So Marcy, do you want to go first?
You bet. Okay, so I will start with my personal facts. I am a mother of three adult children. So my oldest son is 28. And if I'm wrong, I'm really sorry, Dylan. He's 28 and him and his wife, Brooke, just moved back from South Carolina to Arizona, where I live. And I have a 25-year-old daughter. She's married to Preston. They have a one-year-old and their second baby is due October 3rd. And then my youngest daughter is 21 and she lives with us and she just began esthetician school. And I love travel. I love hanging out with friends. I love going to new restaurants and trying really good food and lots of experiences. So I like new experiences. And professionally, when I was 42, so that was 10 years ago, I started teaching Pilates. And then I was introduced to high performance coaching a few years later, and I got hired to work as a high performance coach for a company. And I loved it so much. And as a high performance coach, I was looking for other tools to help my clients. And so I sought out the Life Coach School, and I ended up going there and getting certified. And then shortly thereafter, I joined a mastermind and decided I was going to quit a job that I loved so much to go out on my own. And so I started coaching my own clients around 2021 and came across Leah's work and was, again, looking for additional tools to help my clients. And so my clients range from people that I originally started coaching with, which are high performers, people who are wanting to grow their businesses or manage large teams, to about half of my clients now are teenagers or young adults. And that's an interesting story too that I won't get into right now unless you ask. But I love, love, love working with young people. And I don't know if it's because that is probably where my sense of humor is on the same level as the teenagers, but it is so rewarding to work with teens and young adults.
Awesome. So. Well, thank you. Thank you for that introduction. Awesome. We will go in and dive into a few more of those things. Jesser, do you want to give us a quick intro about yourself as well?
Sure. So I am a wife and mom of five. I have a 22-year-old son and then another son who's 20, currently serving an LDS mission in San Bernardino. And we can probably get into more of that and how that's how Leah and I came across each other. I have a 17-year-old daughter and then a 15-year-old son and then a 10-year-old son. So we're in the thick of raising kids right now, and it's awesome. My first and foremost job is mom. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I have done things educationally. I went to nursing school, so I'm a registered nurse when I had two very little boys. And then I kept my license up and just done little things here and there, but continued on with like just education. As my husband and I have, we have owned and operated several businesses that we just kind of worked together on. But during that time, I still like thrive in like the mental, emotional health and bodies. And I just love all that. So I decided to do Life Coach School and got certified in that as well. And then came across Leah's work and have done a training with her. And I just continue to keep adding tools to my tool belt. And it's so interesting. Yes, I am a coach and I have clients. I too do women and moms. Mostly I focus on women. And I have a podcast and a business called Lifting the Lifters, which family life is busy and heavy sometimes. And moms and women and dads do a lot of heavy lifting, but then sometimes they need a little boost themselves. But in the meantime, the work that I have done and the things that I have learned, I have applied to myself and my family. And it has been, it's kind of married together everything that I embody and love. And I too have kind of just accumulated and gravitated toward teenage clients. And there's such a need there. I'm seeing that future mothers need some help as well. And so I've been coaching a lot of teenage girls on anxiety and their body image and all that kind of stuff too. So it's been a journey as well, but it's been amazing and awesome. And I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and the reason I wanted to, you know, I started this series and bring you on is I really want to talk about the importance of the nervous system. And so both of you have mentioned you're both coaches and you have a lot of background in mindset. And a lot of times from my experience, mindset is amazing, but for a lot of people, they start to realize that mindset is not everything and that there is something missing. So if you, either one of you, want to jump in and just share with me, like, what are some of your thoughts about that? Where did you start? Why was the draw? You've both taken my training, the Advanced Training Nervous System Resilience. What was even the draw to why did you feel the need to learn more about your nervous system?
Do you want me to go first? Okay, go ahead. I'll let you go first.
It's funny. So I did life coach school and everything is awesome. I love mindset and the mind work and all of that. And I believe in it wholeheartedly. But I just felt sometimes like there was a missing piece. And I would get to that point where I'd be like, I'm coaching myself on this and it's not sticking. Like there's something else I don't understand. And then I have a son who was kind of struggling on his mission, just the thicks and thins of missionary work and life and adapting to a new culture, new language. He was learning a language and I had taught him a lot of the things that I had learned as well and really trying to prep him about thought and mindset. But there would be Monday calls where he would have this like blank stare. And I would be like, I get this. Like there's something he's not understanding or there's something that we're not getting here. Until I learned about the nervous system, I'm like, oh, now I totally know. He couldn't think through this because his CEO was checked out. He was in team hyper or hypo. Yeah. And I get that. I totally understand too. And so as soon as I started learning, like, oh, there's another piece. Like, it's not that he didn't know what I was talking about or I didn't know what was happening. It's that my brain could not grasp it because I didn't feel safe. And he didn't feel safe in his environment at the time. Like there was just so much more in-depth work that we could do differently and then include the mindset.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it is like a pieces of puzzles coming together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a common thing that I hear when people start learning about it, they'll say, oh, this is the missing piece. And it sort of clicks for people. And I think part of it is because we focus so much on the mind, we've forgotten about the body.
Yes.
And the nervous system is how the mind and the body communicate. That's how they are connected. And so we're doing all this work from our head up. Like we have our whole body that we've just been missing out on.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you the one that said 80% of communication is from the body and 20%
brain? Yeah, because the vagus nerve, we've talked about, the vagus nerve is bidirectional. The vagus nerve is primarily responsible for your parasympathetic nervous system and for that rest and relax. And it's how the communication goes. Well, 80% of the fibers in the vagus nerve go from the body to the brain and 20% go from the brain to the body. So when we are working with our brain only, we're only accessing really 20% of the resources. We want to access the full 100. We want both. So that's why we need to include the body. We need to include the nervous system.
Yeah, I'm a numbers person. So when people say a number, like that really sticks with me. And I'm like,
right.
20, 80. Like 80 is a very big number. You didn't say 50-50. You said 80-20 of it is coming from the body. I think we're all three on the directory. Mm-hmm. And you had put on the directory an ad or just information about the upcoming training you were doing. And it's very similar to even my coaching experience. I had no intention of leaving my job. I loved my job. I just felt called to learn more. Mm-hmm. And the same when I saw you put information up about the nervous system, I just felt called to do it. Like, this is an important thing for you to know, Marcy, is kind of what I was feeling in my body, but those were not the words that were coming up. But I'll tell you, after the first training, I might have sent you an email and I was like, Leah, everything else that I learned from here on out is bonus. It's already worth all the money that I paid and then some, and it was not an inexpensive investment.
Yeah.
Worth it. And then everything else was bonus. And one of my most favorite things that I find is so helpful for my clients, whether I have a 13-year-old or 23-year-old or 40 or 60-year-old, is they kind of have a similar story that goes something like, there's something kind of wrong with me. Like I'm kind of broken in this way. There's this thing that I do or I don't do. And it almost feels like this little dirty secret they have about themselves that they feel all the shame around. And then when I start teaching them about their nervous system, they're like, wait, I'm not the only one. Like this is normal. I'm normal. And from then on, it tears down this wall of shame and like immediately the compassion and the understanding and the sympathy is like the foundation. And then from there, like the results have been so incredible with the nervous system piece. Mm-hmm. Some of them I use different language. Some of them don't understand the language that you teach us in the training. Some of it I have to like Google, what does blah, blah, blah mean, you know? But with that being said, it's also super simple and it's easy to understand. And so when you can understand, oh, this is why I do XYZ, this is why I don't do XYZ, and here's some tools of how I can create safety and access my incredible CEO thinking, it's like such a game changer, honestly. Mm-hmm. Personally, in my life, I'm also so aware of my family members, mostly my 21-year-old who still lives with us. I'm so aware of her landscape and how she looks and acts and talks to me when she's dysregulated. And instead of taking it personally and instead of making it mean something is wrong with her and she needs to stop being so disrespectful and such. And I obviously am a failure as a mother, or she would never say, it's like, yeah. Oh, this is what's going on. And I know how to take care of me. So then I can show up how I want to be as a mom in that relationship. So the personal benefits that I've gotten from the training, worth its weight in gold, how it's helped my clients, like just so much gratitude for the work that we have been exposed to.
I know that when I was first learning and as I continue to integrate, because I really feel like even though I run the training and I have a membership, this is a journey that I'm on. I am every single day learning about my nervous system and learning about the nervous system of the people around me. But one of the gifts, I think, is the gift of compassion, that understanding your nervous system, the gift of self-compassion, that when I do something or don't do something, I can look and say, oh, this is why, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not a bad person. I'm not a crazy person. This is what's happening. And then being able to see through the lens, that same compassionate lens, all the people around me. I love what you said. Like you could look at your 21-year-old and instead of being like, why are they talking to me? That's so disrespectful. I raised them to be better. What's wrong with me as a mom? I can just look at that and think, hey, I wonder what's going on for them. I wonder what's happening for them. I wonder what their nervous system needs. I wonder what support I can be with their nervous system.
I mean, that doesn't happen 100% of the time.
Of course not.
But it happens way more often because I'm way more aware of it. Yeah. And sometimes, because I'm a human, I still really mess it up big time. But I have a lot of compassion even for that, because that makes sense that I'm not ever going to be perfect at any of it. And I love how you told us really early on to practice these tools 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insane. 100 times a day. And I tell my clients that too, 100 times a day, because as a reminder, we're always practicing and we're always evolving and learning. And there's no arrival like, okay, now I got it all figured out.
Well, and even during the training, like I felt like I was really good and intentional with taking what we learned and like throughout the week and like, okay, I see this and oh my gosh. And then after not having that weekly consistency, when we have the connections now, but I've been hit and miss. I feel like I haven't been as very good at being intentional. But even just this past few weeks, I've been like, okay, I can practice 100 times a day, just the little things here and there, the squeezing of the muscles or the relaxation and all of that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm way more aware of myself and how I'm feeling. And I can catch it usually a little quicker and do some regulation to help myself just bring down my nerves just a little bit and calm myself down. I am finding that I'm way more compassionate with myself and noticing past things like, this is why it's been my nervous system. It's not that I'm like this snarky, snappy mom all the time. It's that I'm overstimulated sometimes.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge gift to be able to have that lens. I talk about being like nervous system informed, having that lens of the nervous system. If we can see the world, see ourselves, approach relationships with that nervous system lens on, then we do see people differently. Mm-hmm. And we do have a lot more compassion.
100%.
What were some of the other learnings that you had about either your own nervous system or how you can integrate it into your life with other people?
I'll tell you a big one for me was early on, you said that our nervous system begins when we're in the womb of our mother, right? And then everything that happens, and then we're born, and then we're constantly observing the people in our world, and that shapes our nervous system. And I remember thinking, I really screwed my kids. Like, I...
You and me both, yeah.
Right. So to follow up on that, what brought me so much hope is right after that, you're like, and the nervous system has the ability to shift, mm-hmm. to change, to evolve. There is hope for all of us. And it is a slow process. And that's a super helpful thing for somebody who calls himself a high performer, a high achiever, someone who is really focused on what can I do? What are high performers doing? What are high achievers doing? What are they thinking? Like reminding myself to slow down and that these things will take time, not just for me and for my clients, is super, super beneficial. But I think that should give all of us who are humans so much hope and confidence to know that our nervous systems, our brains, our beliefs, they do have the ability to shift and they do take time. And it's not a 30-day quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a lifelong journey. And having the help of somebody along the journey of shifting your nervous system is like such a wonderful gift that you give to yourself, mm-hmm. and everyone in your life. That's what I feel like when I continue to sign up for training and coaching and all the things that I do. I'm like, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome to all the people in my life, because they receive the benefits of the work that I do.
And I like how you mentioned the point about it being a journey, because mm-hmm. I think that sometimes we do feel like there's this destination that we need to get to. And that's actually why I call it nervous system resilience as opposed to nervous system regulation, because I think the act of resilience is this up and down. It's this flexibility. It's this ongoing journey. You aren't going to get there. Like you said before, like I can have a lens and I can view my kids more compassionately, view myself more compassionately, and I still lose it. I still mm-hmm. freak out. I'm still dysregulated. And it's this journey that I'm on. As a human, my healthy nervous system is my ability to go up and down and to come back into that home base. And I expect that it will continue to do that. As I continue to befriend it, sometimes I can more quickly come back down, or I could recognize it in the moment. I can make the shift, but I'm still human. And yeah. This whole journey, I'm going to continue to be a human and to be encountering things that are going to get me dysregulated, but know that I have the ability to get myself back home.
I've been able to have so much more compassion and I guess curiosity when somebody behaves in a way that, instead of snapping quickly to judgment, I think, I wonder what happened to them when they were younger that made them believe this or think this or feel this way and behave in a certain way. Like, it really has brought in so much more like openness to, there are things that every single one of us are packing that we don't even know, right, that came from the womb or a childhood experience that we don't remember or something we've totally pushed away because it was traumatic. And we're all on this healing process and journey, and it can happen and it takes time, and there's hope. And I just love that this is another piece that I'm adding to my tool belt that I can apply to myself and then to family and clients and people that
need help.
We all need help. We all are on this journey that we all think there's something wrong with us. And like Marcy said, when I have a client or even one of my kids is telling me something, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with you. This is totally normal. This is something that your body is reacting. You're not crazy. Let me tell you about this.
Yeah, I love that approach. Because that was going to be my question is, what do you do? How do you share with people the importance of the nervous system? Like, I feel like I just want to stand on the rooftops and yell out, like, everybody needs to get to know your nervous system. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. But you need to learn and you need to get to know and befriend, because it's like the most valuable resource that you have. What do you say to people? How do you encourage people, or how do you explain to people the the passion, because I know you're both passionate too about like, oh, you need to befriend your nervous system. You have to get to know it.
Yeah, I started doing that, Leah. I started climbing up to the top of really close to my house, a megaphone. Just kidding, beautiful. But I like that idea. But what I tell my clients, sometimes I have a consult with the parents of the clients, and then I have a consult with a teen or young adult that I'm going to be working with. And sometimes it happens maybe in one of the first calls, is there's some teaching involved. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the nervous system. And we talk about how when you're under the age of probably 27, this isn't even fully developed. So for sure, this is really strong, this not so strong.
Yeah.
But the work that we're going to do together is going to actually make the part of their brain that makes really good decisions so much stronger, almost like they're going to go to the gym every week, going to have this incredible workout, and it's going to help them throughout their week access that incredible prefrontal cortex so that their decisions are going to start to level up as they get stronger and stronger. So I do teach them really early on the things that I learned in the training, like this is the way your nervous system works. This is what it's constantly doing. This is what it might look like. And this is what it might look like. And we talk about what it looks like for them. And it's an ongoing conversation. But then as they understand the way their nervous system works and understand which tools are helpful for them, I feel like their prefrontal cortex is probably going to develop quicker with these tools than it would without them, which I think is amazing, is to be a person at an age where you're making some really important decisions that will impact the rest of your life, to learn these tools that will help them to make better decisions.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Or from a place of confidence.
Yeah. Same thing. I always some teaching. I feel like women, for sure, but then also men as well, we get really detached from our bodies and understanding what feelings are and why we have them. And so then we, of course, try to go to our brain and think through everything. And so a lot of my teaching has been through getting familiar with what emotions feel like in your body and what it feels like, and then having a language around, okay, tell me about this. And safety always comes up. And I always feel like it's a very easy conversation. Sometimes even my kids will say, I just don't feel safe there. And I'm like, okay, I get that. Right. And so we always introduce like, okay, when you don't feel safe, your body has this reaction and your nervous system is sensing something's off. And there are many things that can contribute to that. And so we talk through it. And I really try to approach it from the standpoint of get familiar with what your body feels like.
Right.
And so that we can understand, like, it works together. Our bodies and our brains, they're supposed to work together. But many times we detach and we don't want to be familiar with our bodies, because as women, we kind of weaponize our bodies to ourselves. And so that's been kind of the approach I've taken. Like, your body, it's meant to have feelings and it's meant to sense your surroundings for protection. But sometimes we don't get it right.
Right. Yeah. I love that you brought up the safety piece, because that's a huge piece of the nervous system. Healing happens when you feel safe. And it's interesting because the people who take the training, there's usually a mix, a lot of coaches, and there's people who are there to do their own personal work and deep dive. And then sometimes some of the coaches are specialized in sort of corporate setting. Mm-hmm. And they will often say, I understand all this, but I'm not going to have the buy-in in the corporate setting. Like, this is just too woo, like talking about your body and talking about safety and talking about things like that. And I usually say to them, like, anybody who's in a corporate setting is human first. And when we first mention this idea of safety within your body, safety within your environment, safety within your work environment, safety within your family, people know what you're talking about. People resonate with that. And when even in a corporate environment saying we need to create an environment that is safe for people to voice their opinions, to share their stressors, to disagree with something, people resonate with that. So I think we have to give credit to safety, that our bodies intuitively know what safety is. We just sometimes have not been able to, our mind is not able to verbalize and express it. But if you can find safety within your body, it's a game changer. It's a game changer for your relationships. It's a game changer for your work, for finding your voice. Everywhere, it's a game changer. So I love that you brought up the importance of safety, because even children, all the way up to the CEOs of companies, know exactly what safety means.
100%. I had a conversation with my 10-year-old last week. He wasn't kind of feeling well. Stomach just was not sure. He had an incident where he was away from home and had thrown up, and it just rocked his world. And so then he became really afraid to throw up if I wasn't there and if we weren't home. And we were running errands, and he's like, we need to go home. We need to go home. And I'm like, why? And he's like, I feel sick. I need to go home so I can throw up. I don't feel safe. And I introduced that immediately, like, okay, I understand that. And you're more comfortable at home, but we can feel safe in other places too. Yes. And we had a good talk, and it was just an easy conversation. And I was like, thank you, Leah, for teaching me so much.
Safety is healing. I think it's Stephen Porges, the creator and the brains behind polyvagal theory, that he talks about safety is healing and healing is safety. That's like the greatest gift, but we look for it externally, and sometimes we need to find it externally. That's part of it too. But more importantly, it's the feeling of safety inside our body that we're seeking. And that's what a regulated nervous system is. A regulated nervous system is a nervous system that feels safe in their own body.
And can I add that the woo thing that you talked about? So I'm a very, like, I want to know the science. I want to know research. Like, I like knowing information that makes sense. And I am a little open. I'm open to woo, right? But the science behind this, it's really not woo. It's science.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is every client that I work with, that I teach them how to access safety, almost immediately are able to create safety, where before they just thought it was like happenstance. Oh, I just got lucky. There was this moment where I just felt at peace, or I felt aligned, or I felt like I could access my higher thinking. Now they know how to create that feeling. And as you practice, you get better and better. It's really not woo, but
yeah, it feels like the, exactly.
Yes. And then the teenagers or the kids, they're just so open to things where they haven't been in this world long enough to have like black and white thinking of, no, this is not what I was taught as a kid. This, this isn't going to be helpful at all. They're super open to anything and everything. And that makes them really good candidates for learning about their nervous system. I think the younger, the better.
I absolutely think. I wish that it was something that we emphasize more. I mean, I think we probably all learned about it in terms of just the biology in school, but really looking at it as sort of the secret to our emotional health and well-being. That's what we need to be focused on. And the idea of safety. If you think of the what trauma is, and trauma is really just people have never experienced safety. And as people are confronting their trauma and experiencing trauma and want to work through their trauma, the first step is always the ability to establish safety. And it's probably one of the most important things we can offer. And for some people, it's like that. And other people, it takes a while. Like, we all have different nervous systems. And just understanding, that's why it's a journey. We can be patient with it. Sometimes the process is very slow, but safety is the most important thing we can do when we're working with our nervous system, is to create that.
Amen.
Is there anything else that you would offer to somebody who's maybe hesitant about learning about their nervous system, or thinks like, oh, I don't need to learn it, I'm good with what I have? Anything you would offer to them?
I'm always in the frame of mind, like, I love learning. And so anything else I can add to my toolkit, I will take it. But I would say this has been such an eye-opening and healing experience for me. Even in nursing school, I was always like a science and at biz guru in high school. And then I went through nursing school. None of this was taught in that. And then when I started learning this, I'm like, oh my word, like that, it really is scientifically based, but then it makes so much sense. And I have applied it in every aspect of my life. I've applied it to myself. I've applied it to my family. I've applied it to my clients. I've used it in conversation. It has been worth every penny and more that I spent to do it. And then it's been something that I'm continuing on. The connection membership, I get hop on and listen to the calls and continue to apply it. I feel like it has been such a blessing in my life. And honestly, I felt called to it. Like, it just aligned in my body. It was like, I've got to do this. And I told Leah, I think in a conversation, we were going through the classes and we were about 2 or 3 weeks in, and I had the very clear, you're going to need this down the road. I was like, oh no, something is coming. And sure enough, it did. You know, our family kind of had a little whirlwind. My missionary came home because of an illness. And this is the one that Leah, I had got on a call and talked to her about specifically. And then she was able to coach him one-on-one. And then I was able to take my training and use it and help him. And he's applied some things. And then he was able to go back out and be reassigned. And it blessed our entire family, but me specifically and personally, it continues to be such a benefit to me. And I'm just continuing on learning about my nervous system and being patient with myself when I have those.
Awesome. Awesome. It is. I think it is such a knowledge, especially when we can apply it in our lives and we can see how it blesses the lives of our family. I think that's just so precious. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
And I will say that if it was only the personal benefits that I received, the way that I see my family, the way that I judge less and have more compassion, even for siblings or other people in my life, like that alone was worth so much more than what I invested in it. And then you add the fulfilling, rewarding feelings that you feel from seeing your clients show up more compassionate for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredibly rewarding. And I would say, like, if you are just wanting to do the training for yourself, it's worth it. And if you are on the fence of whether or not this would be something that would be helpful for your coaching program, I would say 100,000%. Definitely consider doing this for your business, because it will make such a difference in your ability to hold space for your clients and help your clients cultivate more compassion and understand themselves better in a way that it's really hard to describe in a short period of time. But mm-hmm. I could go on.
I love that. Thank forever. You. Well, and I know from my perspective too, like meeting people like both of you and seeing the experiences that you have and the community that is created, that has been such a blessing in my life. Like being able to meet other people and just get to know their nervous systems. And I think that's something that has been such a huge blessing. I mean, the people I've met through the podcast and then the people obviously through the training where I get to sort of intimately get to know each of you has been such a blessing. Our nervous systems need connection. Yeah. That's why I created the Connections membership. But our nervous system, we are wired to connect. And I always say to people, like, make sure that you are giving yourself that gift of connection, that you're giving yourself that gift. Yeah, there's knowledge and you want to be learning and you want to be implementing, but there's nothing quite like creating community and having a community. So make sure that you find that community in your life, wherever it is that you find it. But make sure that you find that community. And I feel very blessed to have you both in my life and to have you on here. And I would love for my listeners to find out where they can reach you, because I know that sometimes people reach out to me. I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching anymore because I have my training and I have the membership and I love doing that. But I know that sometimes people want one-on-one coaching. Where can they reach you?
Yeah, I'm Lifting the Lifters. So my Instagram and Facebook is Lifting the Lifters. And then I have a podcast. My website's liftingthelifters.com. And what I focus on is lifting the heavy lifters in family life. And man, sometimes it's challenging and rough, but it is the hardest work you'll ever love, I think is the quote that I heard.
So good. So good. Perfect. Perfect. Marcy, where can people find you?
Yes. And I love that name, Lifting the Lifters, Jess. I think that's so good. So you can find me a couple of ways. You can find me on Instagram, and Marcy McGee Coaching is my Instagram name. And then I have a website, marcymcgeecoaching.com. So it's Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E, McGeeCoaching.com.
And I will link to all that in the show notes so people can have it. Thank you both so much. I love you both. I love having you here. I love your nervous systems. And I know that your clients, your family, everybody around you, blessed to be around you.
Thank you. We love you. And you can bless us.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. I always say I tell my kids you should be nervous how much I love you. And they literally are. But now I say your nervous system should be nervous.
I love that.
How much I love you.
Best.
But, yeah, you guys awesome. Are awesome.
I have a 5-minute journal that I write my gratitudes and almost every day, Leah, grateful for.
Oh my gosh. That is so sweet. That is so kind. Well, I love you guys too. All right. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.